Up the Gunflame Trail in Cook County, on the edge of the Boundary Waters Canoe Area Wilderness, howling can be heard in the morning. It's not wolves, it's dogs. 21 dogs, in fact, all barking and tugging on their leashes, hoping to be taken out for a mushing tour at Camp Minojin, YMCA youth camp on Bearskin Lake.
The outside of the harness is the blue part, and then there's this nice, soft, black, felted interior. That's what mainly goes on their body.
Today, musher Kirsa Anderson instructs her guests on how to put a harness on a dog.
It just fits over his It just fits over his body like this. And then most dogs know how to dress themselves, okay. So they just kind of push their own arm through.
I feel like I did this wrong.
Uncle help you.
This is Anderson's first winter season at Minojin as a musher, but not her first working up the Gunflint Trail. She'd worked several summers at Wilderness Canoe Base, but after school wanted something different.
I had a really tough time in college, and I wasn't sure if a desk job, a 9-to-5 situation was really for me. So I was looking for things, especially in the outdoors, that could give me, some sort of inspiration, and dog sledding was perfect.
She says her interest in mushing came from a book about a woman who moved far away from home to do just that.
I read this book called Welcome to the Goddamn Ice Cube by Blair Braverman. It's a fantastic book. I could not put it down. I wanted to read it again and again. She had a popular Twitter following. She's posted a bunch of photos of her dogs on there, and I was like, I could get on board with that. And then we inadvertently became acquaintances, and I have a sled dog puppy now named Maple, and that's one of her puppies, actually.
Anderson hails from Morris, Minnesota, and says that at her new job, dogs are taken out almost every day of the week. A weekend of guests can have her and a team of 6 to 8 Alaskan Huskies take upwards of 40 people on rides. They rotate the dogs to let them have rest days, but today, Kirsa thinks a special team is in order.
Well, right now we're just kind of making a super team of fast dogs, of fast and very good dogs.
Anderson said that when she first started mushing, she didn't think she could ever learn all the dogs' names, but now they're impossible to forget.
Mambo, Brule, Smokey, Ozark, Smokey and Ozark are siblings, mountains. We have Peddler, Sky, Z, Affirmed. Each of those dogs have such different personalities.
Anderson says that some of the dogs in the kennel have run the famous Iditarod, and with those personalities, some dogs mesh better together than others.
Affirmed runs super well with Z, and they're going to be our lead dogs, bringing Maple because she still needs to learn. And I think this is a good team to learn from. She'll be in the wheel, which is the farthest back position, next to this giant dog Peddler. Hopefully he'll correct her on a few things.
Every single one of them is so different. And as Maple starts to grow, I realize that, so many things that I know about her now are going to be so different as she grows up into an adult dog.
The 7-month-old Maple will certainly get stronger, too. These dogs are powerhouses, as I quickly learned before my turn riding in what's called the basket of the sled. Just attempting to help walk one dog, Skye, from her leash to the sled needed Herculean strength.
I just experienced firsthand how powerful these dogs are. I think Skye pulled me right into a snowbank.
When we have participants, we let them mush for a little bit. Usually when they start to mush, they're like, oh my God, I didn't realize that how hard you have to hold on. And even if you don't have any breath, you still have to yell things like ahead. And, even if you have a face full of snow and the sled's tipped over, you still have to be able to yell, whoa. So it takes a lot of multitasking.
At last, it was time to venture out.
So as soon as I pull this rope, we're going to go.
All right.
Let's go! It could be a little tricky getting up this hill, but it always is. Ahead! Let's go! And sometimes it takes a little maneuvering.
The dogs still very much have wills of their own, which can be a challenge for young mushers. Anderson started her training in just last October at Amarok Kennel outside of Grand Marais, first involving riding an ATV behind a team of dogs, before transitioning to getting pulled by a snowmobile to learn to stay upright. Learning to mush on a sled came right in time for winter.
Firm, knock it off! Easy. Sky, Ozark, fix it!
She says there were many things she didn't expect along the way.
Training looks or sounds easier than it actually is, but there's a lot of training dogs about voice commands, and I didn't realize how much I would have to run. I knew that I'd have to run behind the sled a bit, especially, you know, going up hills and whatnot. It's hard to train a dog how to pull up a hill, that's for sure. The golden rule of mushing is never let go. And so we had to learn that the hard way a lot of times. The dogs will run away, basically, no matter how much you say, whoa, whoa, whoa.
After hitting a few snags at first, we were able to finally get out on the lake. And when things started going smoothly, the speed of the sled and the dogs is impressive.
Gee! 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 Whoa! Whoa! Gee! Affirm! Z! Gee! Good dogs! Good boy! Good boy, Fern! This is a lot of large personalities on one team, so...
That's what you get for making a super team.
Yeah, this is a super team. I mean, kind of minus Maple, but...
She's doing okay.
Yeah. Yeah, she's doing really well, actually.
Anderson says that if mushing teaches you one thing, it's grit.
No matter how many layers you put on, you still get cold, and it's kind of that will to keep going outside, seeing what the dogs can do and seeing how far you can push yourself is pretty amazing. There's a lot of rewards, and there's also, it's a lot of hard work. It's definitely a labor of love. So it's not something that's easy. It's not something that makes you money.
Ha! Ha! Ahead! 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 We have a lot of lead dogs up here, so they all want to go one way. Whoa! Yeah, good job! So right now we're going to the Daniels Portage.
Okay.
We're about to enter the boundary water. We'll see a little sign for it. So we're going to go over Portage, do a little loop on Daniels Lake, and then head back. Good dogs! On the fly, Ozark! On the fly! On the fly means poop and run at the same time. I mean, this is boundary waters. It's pretty beautiful.
Yeah.
That was something I always wanted to do. As soon as I saw that you could go dog sledding in the boundary waters, I wanted to be able to do it. And I had no idea that just a few years ago when I thought of it, that it could be here. But yeah, it's beautiful.
We briefly entered the BWCA and the dogs hit their stride, the ride was totally peaceful amidst the stark white icy landscape. Everything was so still and silent you forgot about all the tumult back at the kennel. The dogs were finally in their element.
Yeah, it's so loud when you start out, but it gets really quiet once they start running.
Yeah, that's what's amazing to me right now is that I can just hear the soft snow underneath.
People say that as you dog sled more, you yell less commands because then the dogs just know what they're doing and they don't need you at all, really. I'm almost there. Almost.
Anderson recognizes she still has things to learn and experiences to gain, even the bad ones, one of which came on the second run of the day, where a sharp turn led her sled to hit a log and get damaged.
And so that immediately threw the sled over. And so I was being dragged, and I was hanging on to the sled, and I could hear the wood stanchion starting to crack more, so making the entire handlebar rip off. And so I made the executive decision to let go, even though it's the golden rule to not let go. And the dogs took a joyride back to the dog yard, did a little loop. But luckily they're good dogs and they stayed in the dog yard. So that was incredibly lucky. That was definitely scary. So I had to run after them.
Anderson is 23 years old and says her goal is to run a major sled dog race before she turns 30. To keep her goal, she'll need to do just that. Keep getting on the sled after mistakes and do it for the dogs.
I think a big part is just, yeah, getting back on the sled after a really bad fall or after you have a really rough training session can be really hard. You have to be really dedicated to do it, but I don't know, the dogs just make it so worth it. Just, you could be at the end of a, you know, 10-mile run that was pushing the dogs a lot, but even when the dogs are tired, their tails are still wagging and they're still jumping on the line and they want to go. It's pretty amazing to see.
This is Superior Canines, a new series on WTIP about dogs in northern Minnesota and their human partners. For WTIP, I'm Will Moore.
Good girl, Mape.